Aries, and welcome to your 2016-2017 birthday reading. My name is Eric Francis. I'm an astrologer. I love doing this stuff, and I've got some exciting news for you this year. In what may be one of the great watershed moments of your life, there is deep, beautiful stuff moving, and there is what would appear to be, by all indications, a kind of personal renaissance that you are getting to experience. A renaissance is a rebirth. This is a beautiful thing. And this would count for you whether you're one of my younger clients or one of my older clients. If you're one of my younger clients, the idea is to make the best decisions, to allow yourself to have a life that develops, allowing yourself to be the person who you really are. The message of the astrology over and over again is be who you actually are. If you are one of my older listeners experiencing this kind of personal renaissance, I would say that in many respects, this is even more meaningful, more important, in that it will guide you into using your remaining precious time on Earth in more constructive and creative ways for you. So let's consider first some of the main events of your birthday season. One of the things that is happening is that Mars will be retrograde. Mars retrograde is meaningful for you because it is the planet that is closely associated with your sign. In the language of classical astrology, Mars is the ruler of Aries. So I still use that word, but I don't mean it in the sense that it kind of rules you like Hitler. I mean that Mars is the ruling planet in that it is strongly associated with Aries. It is a delegate or representative of Aries wherever else it appears in the chart. Find out where your Mars is. By the way, if you are curious about astrology and you like the stuff and you find it to be interesting, figure out where your Mars is in your chart. It can be in any of the 12 signs, and your Mars placement will tell you a lot about yourself. The current Mars placement in the sky under which we are all living right now is in Sagittarius. As I speak today, on the fourth day of April 2016, my godmother, Aunt Josie's birthday, by the way, happy birthday, Aunt Josie. She would have been 114 years old today. Incredible. She was born 1904 and was quite the Aries in that she was very much her own person. This is Aunt Josie. No matter how old-fashioned she was, she never once submitted to the idea that she was not her own person, despite every cultural pressure that that would have had her doing precisely that. And that, I would say, is the number one takeaway from the biography of Aunt Josie that I would pass along to you on this, the anniversary of her birth in Sicily. And the nature of this renaissance, you might say, is the come-as-you-are renaissance, the be yourself at all costs, borrowing from Bob Dylan, if you try to be anyone but yourself, you will fail. We could flip that and say, if you really do your best to be yourself and to present yourself authentically, and by authentically, I mean it. I don't mean looking good. I don't mean looking like you're authentic. I don't mean looking like you have integrity, which means integration of your inner reality. I mean taking the chance of doing the real thing, of being the actual person you actually, in fact, are to everyone. And this involves a discovery process. So the thing to remember is there is, on the one hand, a kind of a summoning to and an alert that the only approach to take is the approach of being real. But there is concurrent with that a reminder that in several very important ways, you are in a process of discovering who you are. You are in a process of seeking who you are, and you are in a process of becoming that in some ways is like a fire that is burning out of control. And yet at the same time, these developments that you're experiencing now, this personal renaissance, this very exciting moment of rethinking and designing who you are as a life of its own, and that life has been around for a long time. You're likely to have felt the first real rumblings of this awakening process at sometime in 2010, and then it really took hold in the spring of 2011 when Uranus entered Aries to stay. And so in the background of the astrology that you are living through is this thing that only happens once in your lifetime, unless you live past the age of 84, and then even then it's unlikely to happen twice, because you'd have to live 84 more years from today for it to happen again. And who knows, there will be some of us who do live to extraordinarily old ages thanks to technological breakthroughs, as long as we can all make the economics work out. Is that you are living under the influence of the planet Uranus right now as a long-term thing. And the planet Uranus is about high energy. There is an electric energy to Uranus. There is a rebellious energy to Uranus. It is a naughty planet. It likes to upend things. It's proper namesake should be Prometheus. Prometheus is the person who stole fire from the gods and brought it back to Earth, went up to Mount Olympus and stole the fire of the gods. Now, what is the fire of the gods? It would seem the fire of the gods is a form of intelligence. It is a form of consciousness. It is, you might say, it is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, only expressed as the Greeks as the passion of the mind, as the fire that informs us and that illuminates us from the inside. And